Holy Thursday, the first day of the Triduum, has three big themes all rolled into one day. It's a big day, three big themes. In fact, the Roman Missal, the big red book up there with all the prayers for the Mass, it instructs that the priest's homily should include these three elements: the priesthood, the institution of the Eucharist, and Christ's mandate of service or charity to our brothers and sisters, exemplified in his washing the feet of his apostles. Can't really think of another example, at least at the moment, in which where the church tells me, as the preacher, what specifically I'm supposed to preach about. Our gospel from St. John this evening, however, doesn't really speak at all about the priesthood, nor does it tell the story of Jesus' institution of the Eucharist. We hear those themes maybe a little bit more or less directly or implicitly in the first and second reading. The gospel only really tells the story of the washing of the feet. Jesus even washes, at least I think it'd be implied, he washes the feet of Judas, fully aware that Judas would betray him. Earlier in my priesthood, I think I was, well, admittedly, not always, maybe admittedly, sort of annoyed that this evening's gospel only spoke about the washing of the feet and really didn't touch on, you know, the theme of the Eucharist or the priesthood specifically. But as I've gotten a bit older and have had more time to pray with more of the scriptures, my feeling on this gospel passage has changed. And I've come to see the Eucharist, the Holy Eucharist, and the priesthood more in light of the washing of the feet. When Jesus washes the feet of Peter, Peter responds, you know, with his characteristic stubbornness, questioning his actions. And while Jesus says little about the meaning of his act, beyond the instructions of what we must also do, the significance of the act itself tells us all that we need to know. Yes, without a doubt, Jesus is teaching us that our true identity is to be servants to each other and in his image. With Judas, we're reminded of our call to love and serve even those who hurt or betray us. But I think the lesson shown to Peter, who at first resists Jesus washing his feet, is primary for us. Listen to what I'm saying. We need to be able to first receive the Lord's desire to wash our feet. We need to be able to receive that. So often, whether we're conscious of it or not, we kind of put it on ourselves to be the servant. We put it on ourselves to be the servant. We put it on ourselves to get our lives in order so that we can be good enough for God before we can approach him. We are inclined to put greater attention to what we do and accomplish for God, others, or ourselves, than what God does and accomplishes first for us. Like Peter, we can stubbornly refuse the help that God desires to give us. But that's really all our pride in disguise. This is what leads to people in the church to becoming burned out, or frustrated, or angry, when efforts seem to bear little fruit or are met with resistance. We first have to be able to receive from the Lord before we can ever really give. We first have to receive the fact that we are loved and cared for by Him in order to know who we really are. And then, and only then, serve in return. Our relationship and identity in Christ always have to come first before we can really ever do anything else. Our relationship and our identity in Christ always have to come first before we can ever do anything else. We have to be able to receive Christ washing our feet. How has the Lord been washing your feet in your life? How has He been loving you and caring for you and attending to you in the ups and the downs of life? And have you been receiving it, or ignoring it, or resisting it? How might He be wanting to wash your feet right now? Are you open to it? And are you humble and childlike enough to receive it? Now, two significant ways the Lord washes the feet of each of us is through the priesthood and the Eucharist. A couple months ago, I finished reading an autobiography, maybe it was more of a conversion story, of a relatively well-known recent Catholic convert by the name of Sohrab Amari. Sohrab Amari. Sohrab Amari is an Iranian born from Iran, journalist, came from secular Islam, Islamic origins, and whose family immigrated to the United States when he was a teenager. And he observed that, you know, as he was considering becoming a Catholic and considering many other non-Catholic Christians, emphasizing or tending to emphasize a personal relationship with Jesus, and how for many non-Catholic Christians tended to draw that primarily from reading the scriptures, to build that relationship through the scriptures. But he noticed that in the Catholic Church, however, we not only encounter Christ in the scriptures, but we also have other very tangible points of encounter, points in which Christ washes our feet through the priesthood and the sacraments of the Church. We don't just encounter Him in the scriptures. St. John Vianney once said that the priesthood is the love of the heart of Jesus. Priesthood is the love of the heart of Jesus. With all the imperfections and failings of each individual priest, Christ acts and is present to us in a real way in the priesthood. It really isn't so much about the personality or the individual gifts of the individual priest, but the very institution of the priesthood itself. Believe me, I know. It's a lot easier to see Christ in some priests than in others. You can especially see it, you can see Christ in Father Gunther, who has been going for what I like to call the Sacred Heart of Jesus hairstyle and beard. You may recall, he's covered up right now, but the Sacred Heart of Jesus statue in the niche on the left there. Think about Father Gunther there. He knows that he's not the only long-haired man in the sanctuary. He told me, in fact, the other day that he was actually going for St. Patrick with the real long beard. That kind of scared me, but that will, we don't need to get into that tonight. Christ washes the feet of each of us through the institution of the priesthood. For through the priest's hands come the sacraments. But also, in the priest we have before us, one who is uniquely supposed to represent Christ in the world. And yes, that's a tall order. It's a tall order, but thanks be to God, it's about seeing Christ and not so much the individual priest. That's just one of the, many reasons Father Genther and I celebrate a number of the masses here in the parish, what we call ad orientem, we're facing east, facing the same direction as the rest of you in the congregation, facing God, praying to God, together, facing the same direction. Of course, both ways of celebrating the Mass, whether the priest faces the people or faces in the same direction, are legitimate ways of celebrating the Mass, and they both have their merits. But when the priest and people face the same direction, there is, it seems to me, a distinct focus away from the priest's personality. How have your feet been washed? That is, how have you been cared for and attended to, or healed and renewed through the gift of the priesthood? And we think about the priesthood in that way. This is why, the clergy abuse scandals in the church have been so utterly horrific, because it all flies right in the face of that. How have you allowed your feet to be washed through the gift of the priesthood? Flowing from the gift of the priesthood, we have, as I mentioned, the sacraments, and particularly the Eucharist. Perhaps the most personal encounter, relational encounter with Christ, in which we physically consume him and he dwells within us. Are you striving to receive him worthily and allowing your feet to be washed in Christ Jesus in this way? May we continue to contemplate how Christ has been and desires to wash our feet as we on this evening observe or partake in this simple ritual of the washing of the feet and receive Christ himself in the Eucharist through his gift of love in the priesthood.